due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
And man, have I got some stories that I could tell you about this building and about this city. Unfortunately, I won't be able to tell you here. What you need to do is pick up the phone and call my hotline for my exclusive report and all the inside scoops in sports entertainment. It's only $5.99 a minute. And kids, forget about it. You don't need your parents' permission.
Classic.
Somebody remembers it. Very good.
Yo, my name is Rowdy Roddy Piper. I love Rochester. I love snow. I'm on a snowboard. I just go through eat it. But when I'm laying down, taking my time, relaxing, I never miss Pain Clinic, baby, because I can relate.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 11th. Real quick, holidays today. There's only one. Step in a puddle and splash your friend day. And it's quite appropriate with all the rain we're getting today. Birthdays today. We wish happy 74th to WWE Hall of Famer Abdullah the Butcher. I'll let you know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us for WWE's Royal Rumble, January 26th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road. We'll be hosting it. There'll be prizes to give away, drink specials all night long. And plus, it's the Royal Rumble, the best pay-per-view of the year, in my honest opinion. That's LB at Salvatore's, 149 East Ridge Road, January 26th. Write it down on your calendar. Please, please write it down. And come on out and join us. We always have a great time. And don't be scared. The septuagenarian ladies won't bite. They might be loud, but they do not bite. All right. So, hey, welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And I'm going to quietly introduce the artiste.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Artiste.
I'm here. The voice is still not. It's a good morning.
You sound like a 100-year-old man.
No. Well, when we were at a local establishment last week, I was guessed to be 35, so I guess I'm getting older. 27, if you really want to know. But when being forced to dance on the dance floor.
Can you just do me a favor for today's show before you say anything? Just preface it with back in my day.
I can give that a shot.
If you guys follow the Amherst here on WHTK, you know that Mr. Rob Sanderson, a.k.a. the Artiste, has been had a little bit of laryngitis the last couple of weeks. You know, yeah. I mean, it's starting to get old, isn't it?
Well, I was almost fully back before the Amherst returned home on Wednesday, and then I lost it again.
Oh, boy.
So, see how today goes, because I have to do play-by-play for Nazareth at 2 and then Amherst at 6:30. So.
And then you're coming out and joining us at a certain comedy club. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
I'll be clapping, but probably not cheering.
Yeah, I mean, you need some soothing drinks to soothe those vocal cords. All right, and he's got some tea with him today. Mm-hmm. And to his left, our radio right, it's Mark Fantasia, if that is your real last name.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice of you to wake up for the show. Hey, welcome to the show. Wow, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Got... man, what about Mick Foley's in town, man? He already did last night. Mm-hmm. Two shows yesterday, 7:30 and 10. Two shows tonight, 7:30 and 10. He's going to be on with us in the next segment. So if you didn't get that question in last week that you want to ask him, get ready to dial 222-1280, star 1280. He will be on with us in the next segment. And he's going to talk. And I guess we had a special guest in town last night at Mick's show. I don't know if it was both shows. I know it was definitely the early show.
Another WWE Hall of Famer happened to be, I guess, driving through. Maybe we can talk to Mick a little bit about this in the next segment. But Edge, did anyone see him around town yesterday? No?
I live in the wrong part of the area to have seen him around town.
This place is 5 minutes from my house in a walk, and I never saw him.
Well, Edge stopped by last night with Mick Foley. He'll talk to us about it. Maybe
Edge just kind of shows up where he wants. Yeah. Like, he showed up at there was a 2CW show the night before the iPay-per-view in November, and, like, people walk in the locker room and, like, wait, is that Edge? Why is Edge here? He's the guy that just kind of shows up. Like, maybe she should make a reality show of places that he shows up, because it'd be entertaining.
Living on the edge.
Well, you know.
That's the name of the next 2CW iPay-per-view. Ooh, in April. Ooh. The world's largest toga party.
You think you know him, too, don't you? Sorry. I had to throw that out there. But, yeah, he was at the show last night. If you guys saw him, give us a call. 222-1280.
It's quite a surprise. I mean,
I am really shocked. You know, yeah. I mean, I can draw some straight lines between connections, what may have brought him to the area. It's only theorized, so I'm not going to say it on the air. We'll wait till we talk about it.
But will you be able to walk a straight line tonight?
I probably will. If we're sitting up, I think we're in one of the front tables with Mick in the 10 o'clock show tonight, so it's going to be hard.
No hugs.
It's going to be hard for service. I'll just say that. But I got to ask him. We have definitely got some leftover things we didn't talk about last week.
Leftovers?
Leftovers. Donuts? Oh, yeah, there's donuts here today.
Week old donuts.
There's cheeseburger, too. So, by the way, I want to. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger, and check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite Strong Museum of Play, our friend Jamie, who brought up some cheeseburgers this morning. So thank you, Jamie. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
All right. Don't go in the closet.
You know, I was told that whispering is worse for my voice.
I know. I think I may have mentioned that.
You mentioned that as well.
Yeah, my wife.
I think
eight
people
have mentioned
that.
Did they tell you that back in
the day? Yeah.
Yeah, back in my day.
Okay.
When I walked uphill.
Oh, we get a pure segment of news here. I'm going to, but before that, we'll just take a call, get our good buddy out of the way real quick. But, you know, obviously there's a huge announcement this week in the WWE, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But I'm sure this guy probably will bring it up here. But we got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. How you doing, bro?
Excellent. I'm not going to ruin your news for once.
You can ruin it. Go ahead. We got to get it out.
This was
second.
A big, shocking, breaking news after 2.5-3 years. WWE TV you got to buy. It's probably not even on Time Warner, is it?
It's not even on cable, dude. It's like Netflix. That's how you're getting the WWE Network. Big announcement this past week. I'll summarize it very quickly. Very quickly, it's going to start February 24th. It's like Netflix. You pay $9.99 a month. You have to commit to 6 months to get it to start. WWE, it's what you get is every pay-per-view in the 6 months it's $60. You get every pay-per-view for free, as well as you get post-Raw shows, post-SmackDown shows. You get Legends House. Remember Legends House? They taped that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, who's in there actually?
Roddy Piper, Hellbilly Jim, Mean Gene Okerlund. There's a lot of guys. Oh my God!
Is it Big Josh Brother?
It's funny that Jerry Lawler's not on Monday Night Raw, but Brian Christopher is. It's like, what is this? Some bizarro world going on here? You know, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? It's $9.99. You have to have high speed internet to be able to get it. So if you don't have high speed,
I have actually dial up.
Well, dial-up is not going to—it's not going to work with dial-up, bro.
I'm just kidding.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who don't realize you have to pay that $45 for the high-speed internet a month before you have to pay the $10. So it's $55 at least if you don't have. I mean, I have high-speed. A lot of us already have.
Yeah,
high-speed.
No, that should be all good. That's actually not a bad deal. $10 a month.
Well, $10, yeah, without a doubt. And so it's going to be, and then you have to commit to 6 months at a time, and you get billed for the first month, and then they'll try to send you reminders in the last month.
Yeah, especially when pay-per-views are like $34.95.
Yeah, but they also show all the old pay-per-views, ECW, WCW, WWE, WWE.
Oh, well, then no doubt that's a good deal.
Well, yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. if you have all the time in the world to sit down and watch it on your computer, or you might have a smart TV, you can watch it, too. You know, I mean, some people have those little connections where you can watch, you know, I mean, I know people who do.
And I'm sure you'd be able to, even if you can't watch the pay-per-view live, you could probably replay it the next morning or something.
Oh, yeah. As soon as it's done, it replays. So, I mean, you know, that's some of the details on it. They're going to do a free trial week for everybody who wants to try it out, and that's going to be February 24th through March 2nd.
So you said through Netflix?
No, it's like Netflix.
Okay.
It's kind of like that's, you know, it's like it's on demand downloading, you know. I mean, they'll have like a live feed too that they'll do backstage stuff. And they're not really explaining what they're going to do when Raw and SmackDown are on TV. I'm not really sure exactly what they're going to do because they can't. I mean, I think USA might have a little bit of a problem if they're, like, you know, streaming the same show that they're putting on TV at the same time. So I'm not really exactly.
So it's through the computer. You've got to have your computer hooked up to your TV.
You can do that, or you can watch it on your computer. I got a Chromecast, or
maybe they'll make an app, or
yeah,
like, you'll have a smart TV app, or you can, yeah, there's many ways you can do it.
Okay, sweet. Now, a few things I'd like to discuss. I think this old school Raw was one of the greatest in a while. Seeing Jake the Snake out there looking healthier than ever, finally getting back on track.
Hey, what's old school to you? Is old school the
80s? I know what you're going to say.
Is old school the 80s? Is old school the 90s? Is old school the early 2000s? I mean,
my vintage wrestling is from like 86 to like 90, 95, 97.
Okay, well, that's old school to you. We're just trying to figure out what's old school because Brian Christopher?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it was like, what, 2001?
I mean, I loved Rikishi's stuff. I loved what he was doing.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And his tucked-in
t-shirt
still, you know, he's Rikishi.
Yeah, come on. Rikishi, you know, Rikishi.
His tucked-in t-shirt and a long pants? That's not Rikishi.
He had a jean coat on from 1999.
Not until the yellow sunglasses showed up.
I did it for The Rock. I did it for the people.
But he did have an Uso shirt on.
Yeah, so of course, it's his boys, you know?
I do, though, think the one thing we can agree on, though, was that this old school Raw was so unbelievably exponentially better than what we got in Buffalo last year.
Oh, I agree 100%. You know?
It's true, but there's still a ways to go. Old school Raw to me should mean 1993 to 2000. Raw. People that were on Raw. I want an old school version of Monday Night Raw. I don't want people who were gone before Monday Night Raw started.
Well, did you see JBL in that Century 20,
like Ron Burgundy.
Century 21 jacket? Or was that Michael Cole who had the yellow jacket on? It was
JBL had
the red one with the yellow tie.
JBL looked like he was on the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes.
He looked like a young Vince McMahon. I mean, obviously they tried to give him the poofy hair and everything. So it was. I dug it. I mean, I like it. They had the fences out instead of the barriers, and there was a lot of old school to it. They incorporated it a lot better than they did in Buffalo, I'll say that. Ric Flair didn't stand outside the ring cornering a tag team when doing nothing pretty much or whatever. You know, I mean, it was, you know, I thought they did a much better job this year than they did last year. But everyone expected something to be announced about WrestleMania with this, you know, with old school and, you know, Hulk Hogan being available and the Ultimate Warrior being, you know, rumored to be signed to do the Hall of Fame now. And, you know, there was really advancing storylines for the next pay-per-view. Yes, they did a good job. Anything beyond that, it was okay.
I was reading a blog a few days ago, and this guy was saying that, you know, WWE would be foolish to not try to tap into Jake's knowledge of wrestling and, you know, on the mic and things like that. Maybe not traveling with him, but just kind of be like a liaison between them and you know, the road agent and kind of, you know, talk to him and build up the younger guys' mic skills and things like that.
I have an idea. Let Jake be sober for a year before you start giving him these jobs, okay?
Yeah, they may fear that he may give him other knowledge that he picked up.
Jake looked great. I'll give him that. He looked great. He looked just like Jake. If he let his hair grow long, it would, you know, he would be spitting image of himself 20 years ago. But I don't want to see the Jake that was in Beyond the Mat again, you know. I don't want to see, you know, and Jake needs to, I mean, he's an addict. He needs to go day by day. Don't give him a lot of responsibility.
I didn't know he was living with DDP for a little while, or if he still is.
The accountability crib. Yeah, he was living with him for quite a while. And DDP got him on the yoga. He lost a ton of weight. He looks great. Gosh, that was probably the worst scene of all on the old school.
Hawking his DVDs in the back.
Him and Booker T, and they're doing the leg lift, and then, you know, it sounded like a good idea, and when it didn't really pan out much well on the air, and Michael Cole's fake laughs following it.
Now, do you think that Beth Phoenix might be coming back anytime soon, or no?
I wonder if she's in town. Well, you know, I mean, Edge is in town. You know, I wonder if they're in town. If you guys are 222-1280, star 1280, love to talk to the Rated R superstar. Love to talk to Beth Phoenix. You've heard us talking, Rick. Obviously, that Edge was in town last night, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess he took a break from Haven.
Yeah, I don't know what he took a break from. I don't know what, you know, maybe it's just one of those mysterious, you know, drop-ins. You know, maybe he's touring with them, and he's going to be going up to Toronto with them after he's done tonight.
And one other thing, is Sami Zayn gonna work any dark matches or anything soon?
Sami Zayn's been on the road with him a couple weekends already. I wouldn't be surprised to see him soon. Could have seen him on the Best of Ring of Honor that they've been running the last couple weeks on noon on WUHF when he was El Generico, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, El Generico. No,
maybe.
Sorry, he may have been El Generico. There was a great match. They had a ladder match between him and Kevin Steen mm-hmm. that they ran a couple weeks ago. Man, what a match that was!
It's from Final Battle, I think 2012.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
And obviously the guy can do anything in the ring. So I'm excited to see him finally.
It's about time for Sami Zayn to take the NXT title from Bo Dallas.
Oh yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, without I saw Bo Dallas. What was I watching? I saw
not
him.
To say I'm not a Bo Lever.
Don't stop.
Bad pun. Bad pun.
Hey, Rick, we got to go, bro. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, man. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. You know, Mick Foley's in town tonight. We're going to get him on the next segment. But you know what else is going on? There's a lot of things going on. There's a UPW show at the Buffalo Road. I'll get the information up in the night before we come back. But also, not only that, if you want to drive to Buffalo, if you're not into seeing comedy, which is silly, why wouldn't you be? And you're not going to see the local show. There is a show in Buffalo tonight. It is the UPW show is at the Eagles Club. Oh yeah,
is WWE in Buffalo?
WWE, yeah. It's a Raw. It's a, I believe the main event's John Cena, Randy Orton.
Is this a show that they announced after Battleground, many fans said no one cares?
This is a big rematch they were talking about.
Yeah.
Instead of the Royal Rumble, it's taking place in Buffalo tonight.
All right, so get your tickets. Get there if you're going to want to go see WWE. If not, we got Mick Foley in the next segment. We have to go to break. So you get your questions. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280, WHTK.
I wanted to join this family. I came here to learn, to be transformed from a man into a monster. And though I came here to learn, I can also teach. Because unlike either of you, I've been a tag team champion. Calm down. I was tag team champion with Kane. A man as big as either of you. So let me contribute. Should be a momentous occasion, but I'm afraid I've got some bad news. You see, flea markets across the entire US were driven to a frenzy today by virtue of the fact that none of this lot were available to sign 25-year-old photos of themselves and shake hands with the seven or so people who have any clue who they are.
Hello, this is Mankind of the World Wrestling Federation, hanging out with my good friends.
What the hell are your names?
Richie Rich, the Authority, and Dude Love. And you're listening to 1280 WHTK, the Pain Clinic. It's a pro wrestling talk show. Damn it.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, the Artiste. Mark Fantasia sitting in with us and you, and I appreciate you listening. Real quick, the plugs. Join us for WWE's Royal Rumble January 26th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. It'll be hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. Cats and dogs living together. Sorry.
Mass hysteria.
That's WWE's Royal Rumble, January 26th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. I got to stop using that line from Ghostbusters, but it just comes out so easily. Got a special guest on the phone with us, joining us for week number two. But the first week, he's staying in Rochester. He's going to be joining us on the Salvatore Pizza Hotline. Is WWE Hall of Famer, who's at the Comedy Club in town of Webster for two shows tonight. You can find tickets on the webpage, thecomedyclub.us, or you can buy them at the door. Let's welcome Mick Foley back to the show. Thank you so much for the time again this week, Mick. How's everything?
Hey, you got it. Yeah, sorry, kind of teased you guys and said I was coming in studio. And then I said, I did kind of mention that I was going to do material that would get me fired. And then I started backpedaling from that statement like a mid-70s Memphis heel, and didn't want to be in an environment where I'd have to follow up on it. So now I'm just like one hang up away from you guys asking a difficult question.
Oh, Mick, you know that we wouldn't do that. You know that. We love it. You have come to town, and, man, it's I did notice you changed your show from Tales from Wrestling Past to Foley Gets Fired Tour.
Now I changed it to, oops, my bad, can't we all get along tour? So, once I heard there was a, the network was actually launched, I was like, wow, that might be a home for my show. You know, like, that was really, caused a lot of the, some of the frustration I had was that I had this show, you know, and I'd just been waiting and I'd gotten tired of waiting, you know, and now it looks like there's this viable place for, because when you guys see the show, and you guys have seen it before, right?
We saw you in Syracuse last year.
In Syracuse. So it'll be a, it's four shows in 2 days. I'm trying to put on, different shows, all four shows. Some of the material will be the same. You know, when you get to a few stories, it's hard to back off something that really works when you're on the tour. But I'll try to make it different. Different every night. Well, the second show last night was quite a bit different. And I also bypassed or got through the phenomenon in the comedy field known as the Friday Night Late Show. Do you know anything about this?
I'm not sure. Is it a difficult sell, or is
I came out of when I was in London for my second tour, we did three shows at the Leicester Square Theater, one on a Thursday, two on a Friday. The first show on Thursday went really well, and the next show on Friday went even better. And, so I'm taking that pause in between these two shows. I'm like, I'm going to knock this one out of the park. Like, it's going to be the best show and go home on the greatest high. And I went out there. It was like I just wandered in to see a stranger, like, little reactions, no energy was almost gone, and it was like, where's been like an episode of Twilight Zone? And when I got back in, and I was really, kind of a definite downer, and I was like, what just happened out there? And then an Irish comic, Dick Mick Thomas, with me, and he said, Steve Martin, I won't even, let me say, do the brogue, I'll try a brogue.
Go for it.
Steve Martin's, book starts out with the words, "Why'd I Step Comedy? Friday Night Late Show." What do you mean, Friday Night Late Show? And it's just this. I asked last night, I said, what is it about a Friday night? And he said, it's just people have been working all, been to work all week. At 7:30, they're like, or at 7, they're like, have energy and spry and they're ready to go. And at 10, I don't know. I'm trying to ask. I'm going to text other comics. I'm just out of the blue. I'm going to text Drew Carey and be like, "Hey, Drew, it's Mick Foley. Sorry about mention that nowhere. What's the deal? It's Friday nights." And I asked the guy last night. I was like, "Well, Saturday? Like, would seem like Saturday would be the same thing." He's, "No, completely different. Always is completely different. Much more energy." So he was saying there were comics who just refused to do a second show on a Friday night. They do one on Friday and two on Saturday. But I got through it, and I also mentioned, I said, should I have maybe not started out my second show by going, "Ladies and gentlemen, what an amazing surprise, Edge was here." He was here at the first show. He's leaving now. There he goes. And I see you later, Edge, and he waved and walked out of the door. And then so I kept referring to that. It was almost like it took the excitement level down a notch, and I never quite dug myself out. And we still had a decent show, but it was frustrating, when you happen to be looking at that. We're looking at these three faces. One of this woman who absolutely refused to smile at anything, and then I found out later she considers that part of her character. And then a husband and wife who just sat there with their arms folded. And I wonder if somebody had given them the tickets because they didn't look to be somewhere they wanted to be. And other than that, it was still okay. But it's like when you go from that rush, of like, I guess it could be like when you do two TV tapings, you know, back in the old days, and you're live that first show, and then the second show is taped, and there's a lack of energy. It could be something like that. But you guys don't have to worry. It's a Saturday night.
All right.
And that phenomenon does not bleed through into Saturdays.
Well, who would have thunk Edge would have showed up Friday night? I mean, every friend I know in town here is like, you should have been here tonight. Edge was here. It's like they're posting pictures, and he came up and did some improv with you. It's like
you know what? When he came up, you know, there's a no filming, no photography rule of these shows. I said, and everyone had their cameras out, and I said that. I told them afterwards, I said, it wasn't like they were being disrespectful or thinking they were breaking the rules. They just all thought they were seeing something special. I got a text from him. He said, hey, you in Rochester? I said, yeah. He goes, I said, you want to come? He said, yeah. And he's like, it's 2 hours away. And I got to tell you, I don't know many friends who will drive 4 hours round trip to see me. But, you know, when I introduced him, it got what we call the Road Warrior pop. So definitely a great. Now people at home, you know, home listening are like, well, I don't want to go tonight then if he's not there. So maybe I'll have to pull out a surprise guest. I don't know who that might be though.
Where's the Rochester roadblock when you need him? Right?
Yeah. He's probably around someplace, but that's pretty cool. I mean, people were bought these tickets in advance, not knowing that Edge was going to be there. So that was just a little added surprise. And we know, so when we saw you in Syracuse, Beth came out, and she didn't come up on stage with you or anything, but she was there, and I remember that was pretty. I mean, I think that she lives outside the area, and we all kind of know Edge and her Dayton, so maybe that's why.
That's why Edge was only 2 hours away.
Yeah, we're trying to draw lines to figure out why he was here, but that's pretty cool. I mean, but now your openers are local guys, right? Because I mean, you had Jen Bloodsworth when we saw you in Syracuse.
Yeah, Jen's not up here. Rochester in January is a tough sell. So, yeah, we have a couple local guys, and they're good, you know. And, of course, you guys, you know, won't be seeing the classic DDP story. But I've got some other good things. And just last night I came upon a winner. You know, you try different things every show, and you don't know how they go until you get in front of an audience. And so, you give it a whirl, and I was like, all right, you know, when it got the great reactions, I think we got to keep her here with Little Piece. And I wanted to introduce entirely new stuff in 2000, but I think I'm going to use Mania as my cutoff point. That once we get to Mania, I'll make sure everything's all new after that.
All right, Mick, we have a call from one of our regular listeners from outside the Rochester area. It's Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on with Mick Foley.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Mick.
How are you doing there?
I'm doing pretty good. I got one really good question for you. It kind of transcends wrestling and the comedy.
Okay.
I know that you're one of the biggest guys to do any and everything for your fans. I want to know, what is the craziest thing that a fan has done to get close to you for an autograph or just shake your hand or a picture? I just want to know, what's the craziest story with that one?
Craziest thing to get close to me? You know, I'm not sure I'm recalling something someone did crazy to get close to me for an autograph. You know what? It's a good question, and something's going to jog my memory, but I don't have anything off the top of my head. Okay? And I just listen in, because something will come to my head, and I will be thinking about it while we continue with the show, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks. All right.
Thanks for calling, Rashawn. We got Bill from East Rochester. He has a question for you. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Mick. Pleasure to talk with you. I briefly met you at Frontier last summer, and I got to tell you, first off, the books that you read are very well written. They are a joy to read.
Oh, thank you.
But my pleasure. It's a pleasure to read your writings. It's just terrific. One thing I do have to, a couple of things I have to ask you about your training. I understand that you had trained under Dominic DiNucci. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, I understand wrestling, training for wrestling, both from a physical perspective and from a technique perspective, is very demanding. How tough was Dom?
Oh, how tough was Dominic on me? You know, Dominic was great.
Sorry.
I said, do you have a follow-up?
No, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Or how tough was Dominic, or how tough
right.
was Dominic on me?
Well, on you and on his students in general.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He was a perfect trainer for me because I honestly don't know how I would have done with the training, you know, that just pushes someone until they, you know, they puke or, you know, the body gives out. There are people who have been, you know, put in very rough physical positions because they've just been almost tortured, you know, because of what they've been through. Pro wrestling is going to test you a number of ways, going to test your toughness in a number of ways, and just sheer out physical exhaustion is only one way. You know, there's there's something to a resilience, you know, that comes with resilience and dedication of, you know, driving from Cortland, New York to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania just about every weekend. I'd say 3 out of 4 weekends my last year and a half in college were spent that way. And he saw that, you know, A, it wasn't coming easy to me, B, that I wasn't like the traditional, like, alpha male who often gravitates towards wrestling, and that if he were to, you know, rough me up and beat me up and push me that way, he probably would have lost a guy who, you know, who ended up doing pretty well in the business and whose toughness is not often and so he pushed me in other ways, you know, pushed me to be better, you know, pushed me not just physically but mentally, so that I was able to do things that I never thought I could do. You know, I was telling my daughter about the day that he had me stay after class because he knew I could do a sunset flip. Like, I was like, no, I can't. I had this mental block. I can't do it. I can't do it. And when I left class after completing a sunset flip, like, I was like, okay, I can take on the rest of the world. Like, he helped me really believe in myself. And obviously, he and I had different styles. And he encouraged me to create my own style, but only after I knew all the basics. And then, you know, then I could start working on, you know, crazier aspects. And, you know, he would set up mats outside and I would do some type of wild thing and he'd just shake his head, you know, and he was great. He was great. You know, I know I'm not known as a technical wrestler, but part of doing the style that I did was being able to adapt to other people's styles so that you could have interesting matches with a variety of opponents. And the only way you could do that is if you had the solid background, and I did get that with Dominic.
And one final question. Do you still keep in touch with Dom?
I don't keep in touch with him as much as I should. I don't. Honestly, I haven't seen him since WrestleMania last year. But, you know, could not have done it without him. And like I said, at WrestleMania, I love the guy. You know, and owe a lot to him.
All right. Thanks for calling, Bill. We've got Joe with a question. Joe, you're on with Mick Foley.
Hey, Mick. How are you doing this morning?
How are you doing today?
Good, good. Last night's 7:30 show was epic.
Oh, you were there last night?
Yeah, I was in the Rock shirt.
What's that?
I was the one in the Rock's T-shirt.
Oh, don't worry about that. You know, I see it all the time. And I say that all the time. And so if it was a Daniel Bryan fan, I would say, I want to see a photo of you meeting Daniel Bryan while wearing my T-shirt. So it's no big deal.
All right. Question for you.
Did it hurt?
To ask you. I was just curious. Back when you were working your program with Shawn Michaels in 96, I want to say it was, what would you say your fondest memory of working with him in the ring would be and then outside of the ring? Any fond memories that you guys have together that kind of stick out to you?
Well, inside the ring, it was definitely that Mind Games match from September of 1996. I think what's really impressive about that is that it was the first time we'd ever had a singles match. It may have been our first actual match. I know we later went on to do several tag team matches and we had singles matches around the loop, including one match in Madison Square Garden I really wish I had on tape of video, DVD of some kind, just some memory of it, because it felt like it was that good. He's this guy, we just clicked. Like, my only regret is that we didn't really have a major program. I mean, we didn't really even have an angle going into Mind Games. And I wish we could have had the opportunity to do a SummerSlam or a WrestleMania together with a really big, you know, like a angle that both could have our teeth into. And as far as a favorite outside the ring memory with Sean, you know, I think it was his day. There's a chapter in my Countdown to Lockdown book called Marcos, where I talk about a young man whose dream it was to get inside the ring, and we brought him to the show in State College, Pennsylvania, and got him a belt, and we got him, you know, he was all decked out in WWE attire, and he ended up being buried 4 days later. His mom asked if he could be buried in all the stuff we got him. So I came in and gave a asked Mr. McMahon if I could talk to the dressing room, and he said that, because Vince said, you know, so we travel so often, we sometimes forget about the lives we touch along the way, and Mick Foley's here to remind you about one of those times. And I got up, and it was one of the hardest speeches that I ever gave. It wasn't like talking to, you know, 20,000 people at the Garden or addressing larger crowds at Mania. It was, really tough to look at my peers. I just remember Sean, you know, and his tears rolling down his face. And, I'll always remember that. Like, you know, we're not specific, you know, particularly close outside the ring, but, on that night, like, we, you know, it was a definite bond. So that's an unusual memory. You're probably thinking of like a hanging out story, but that's my favorite outside the ring memory of Shawn Michaels.
All right, Mick, we appreciate your time. I need to ask a couple of quick questions about the show tonight. Are you doing meets and greets? And I know before the 7:30 show, you do it before. You do it after the late show?
Yeah, we do. So the 6 p.m., we got through everybody between 6 and 7:30. If people are looking for tickets, it's more likely to have them available for the 10 p.m. show. And then it is kind of a so if you go in at 10, don't get there too early. Get there right at 10, or right at 9:45 or so. And then I meet everybody, and there's no obligation to buy anything. We do have the old school Cactus Jack shirts available and some photographs, but people can take their own photo, and I can sign their own item for free. I appreciate people coming out and paying money. Something that they're really not sure of, you know. Now, Mr. McMahon could change that now that he has a network. And I think almost everybody who comes to the show leaves feeling like I surpassed their expectations, with the possible exception of the late show last night, who might not feel like I met them. But usually we outperform. And so hopefully people have a chance to see the shows on television soon.
Now, you mentioned last night one of our callers showed up in a Rock T-shirt. Just throwing this out there, hypothetically speaking, should someone show up in a Cactus Jack T-shirt? Any preferential treatment?
Oh, of course, yeah. This is someone who buys one there at the show.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, like, if they show up with a Rock T-shirt or Daniel Bryan T-shirt, it's because they don't own a Cactus Jack T-shirt. If they did, they would wear it to the show, and then we have ways to change that. So we've got the classic shirts, and honestly, they may not make it to Toronto. You know, they've really been selling well, and so pick it up, They're there, and just for a limited time.
Is there any chance that I can trade in a DDP or Al Snow T-shirt for a Cactus Jack T-shirt?
Let me quote Stone Cold Steve Austin here. Oh, hell no.
Very cool. So that's tonight, folks. 7:30 and 10 are the shows at the Comedy Club in Webster. And you can follow Mick on Twitter at Real Mick Foley, and also on Facebook at Facebook.com, Real Mick Foley. Mick, thank you so much for the time. We're looking forward to seeing you tonight. Yeah, if you're not doing anything for lunch today, man, we could go out for lunch. It'd be on us.
I'm meeting Nick from the Red Wings.
Okay, that's cool. We'll catch you after the show then. We'll definitely, you know, do some
late show.
The late show. We're coming to the late show, so you'll know.
Could we get Mick on the bowl? Next door.
Yeah, did you ever see they have a bowl there at the
Oh, that's those guys talking about it. A couple guys said, hey, he's into the hardcore legend. Can we ride a mechanical bull?
It's right next door. Yeah, it was last week there was a bachelorette party there, and they were going on two at a time, so it was well worth the
wow.
Visit. Yeah, it was pretty good. I was taking pictures. I feel like a creepy old man now. But
was it like the Deborah Winger slow grinding?
Yeah. The guy who was running the bull did not want to see him fly off immediately.
Oh yeah, that still stands the test of time, where she does a seductive dance with the mechanical bull.
Oh yeah,
she right. makes love to the bull.
Yeah, she does. So, Mick, thank you so much for the time. We'll see you tonight, brother.
All right, sounds good, guys. All thanks right. a lot.
Thank you. All right. 222-1280, Star Toys is the number. We're going to break. Give a question, comment. You saw Edge last night? Be cool. Give us a call. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
So it doesn't matter to Brock Lesnar whether it's John Cena or whether it's Randy Orton. Whomever comes out of the Royal Rumble as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion is going to have to contend with Brock Lesnar.
Go to the CD dealer for details.
Listen to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC, Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, the artiste with barely a voice.
Yeah.
And you. I want to thank you for listening. And I wish we could have got more questions on. I appreciate you guys calling.
Somebody buy Monday Night Raw a beer. It turns 21 today.
All right. Monday Night Raw is 21 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Monday Night Raw.
Sorry that old school Raw wasn't all about Raw. But.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to Mick about a lot of different things we never really got to. And then one was what he thought of old school Raw. I know I saw some of his postings on it. He loved Jake the Snake, but I also wanted to ask him about it. He had this whole series of online build-ups for Dean Ambrose before Dean Ambrose was ever part of the Shield, that they were going to debut him, and they all kind of got dropped really quick, and I was really wondering about that. Maybe I'll talk to him about that tonight after the show when we see him, and also his comic book too. He has just put out a WWE comic book. Remember, we were looking, there's Luke Harper's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask him about that because it's something that, you know, he's just new at doing. But hey, you know what? You know, there's always another time he'll come on, and New Mick's been very kind to come on in the past. And I want to thank him for coming. You know, 2 weeks in a row is pretty cool. I was almost in the studio. That would have been pretty cool. You know, you think it would have trumped Jimmy Superfly Snuka? Yeah. Yeah, everyone's looking at me.
I have to reserve comment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you can say. Or Roddy Piper.
Piper is pretty good in the studio. I don't know.
That's where he got the Pain Clinic shirt that you see in the Legends House promo when you watch that. He was up in the studio with us when he was in town for Gary Murphy.
07 maybe?
Yeah, it was after the whole Benoit stuff. And by the way,
who?
Yeah, the guy will be showing up in WWE Network. We'll just have a disclaimer every time he shows up.
Yes, because that's really necessary. This man doesn't exist. Here's a match.
Well, you know, it's like, I don't know, what kind of disclaimer can you put for the guy?
I mean, what do you need to say? Everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows what he did. Obviously, the WWE does not support what he did. However, he is a part of their history, and they can't erase him.
But the question I have is, what does this disclaimer actually say? Like, does it say this man... We do not condone the actions of this man.
World Wrestling Entertainment does not condone the actions of old Chris Benoit.
Who knows exactly what this disclaimer will be, but it's
you don't need a disclaimer to say you don't agree with what he did.
Yeah, I know, because who does, you know?
Wait,
it's just Charles Manson might agree with what he did.
You can say it's just reminding everybody of what happens, which it doesn't want to look like you're supporting him, but at the same time, you're just reminding everybody over and over.
There may be a lot of newbies out there who've never seen him before and go, oh, who's this great guy? Wow, this guy's awesome in the ring. And it's like, they start looking, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, but if that's the case, I mean, they still put Dino Bravo on there. Didn't he have like a drug thing going on or something like that, and he was killed? Like, he had some form of a...
No, thing. Wasn't it... He was
smuggling cigarettes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's still on their pay-per-views and on their shows.
Yeah, but the cigarettes aren't illegal. It's just what he was doing was illegal with cigarettes. They were, you know, selling them because the price was so much higher up
in
Canada.
It's a horrible comparison, actually.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. On the back of a car.
Yeah, nobody's done anything like this.
I was going to say, a lot of wrestlers have done a lot of bad things. Benoit, obviously.
Are we talking about Ric Flair and how there's a warrant out for Ric Flair's arrest?
Yeah, apparently it's been around half a year now, and they still.
He's getting death threats.
He's not going to North Carolina anytime soon.
If we only knew where he was.
Oh, he's in either in Atlanta, Georgia, or he's in Gainesville, or he's in Orlando at the training center with his daughter. He's been living in those two places. So
just let me say this quickly. You can't hate on Ric Flair because he wants to back the winning team. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Enough of that. Apparently, it worked his way out to be the heel now of his local team. So, some news. We'll go real quick. Injury news. Dolph Ziggler suffered a concussion Monday night during the Superstars taping.
Way to go,
against
Goldberg.
Against Ryback. So you have Ryback versus the Beast coming back, and which one will hurt each other first? Put them in a match, and whoever makes it out stays with the company. No? Okay.
It can
I'm
be one
not
of those matches.
Make it out from watching it.
Batista versus Ryback.
What was MMA fight where it was a double knockout? That would be Ryback, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Ziggler, he's doing better, but they won't let him come back until he passes all those tests that the WWE doctors have to perform. And so who knows how long he'll be out. Jerry Lawler wasn't on Monday Night Raw. You may have noticed that. He suffered chest pains and nausea on Monday just because he had, the flu. He passed all the medical tests, so it wasn't any heart issues or anything. He just was sick. And he actually was backstage, I think, through most of Monday Night Raw, and they wouldn't let him come on just because it was a call. Just a call to make sure that, they don't want a replay of him collapsing, which I can understand, I mean, not that it's going to happen again, but it happened once. So I mentioned that the network is starting February 24th, and there's a free week from February 24th to March 2nd. During that free week, WWE's NXT show from down in Orlando at the training center is going to be broadcast live, or actually from Full Sail University.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be broadcast live on the network. So so you get a chance, that's another, an interesting thing. It's the same night as a TNA taping, so I wonder if that'll affect it either way. But nevertheless, it'll give you a chance to see an NXT show live during that free trial. Definitely check it out. There's a lot of rumors this past week and a lot of incorrect assumptions that Mae Young passed away. She didn't die this past week. She was taken off life support. She's been under hospice care. She's 90, okay? I don't expect her to be around a lot longer, but everyone else was wishing her, or saying wonderful things about her, and she hadn't passed away yet.
I just need to throw this out there. There is a website where various news stories are gathered. The users submit the stories to the site, and they get to come up with their own headlines. I have to share the one that somebody submitted about this story about Mae Young. I think any wrestling fan out there would appreciate the headline they came up with. Mae Young no-sells The Undertaker, kicks out of the tombstone just before the three count.
Oh, my. I've heard her kicking out of the tombstone. I've heard that.
Too soon?
Yeah, no. She's not
Mae
dead
Young's
yet.
Tough.
She's not dead yet.
No.
So when she is, you'll know. Someone who left WWE this past week, Caitlin, let her contract lapse. She's no longer with the WWE. She wants to pursue other endeavors outside sports entertainment. Apparently, she was dissatisfied because they kept pitching ideas to her. And she just didn't.
I'm probably the only one that's a little bit disappointed by that news.
I mean, I liked her with the new
really
hair.
I think I'm probably the only.
I liked it. Once she got the new hair, I was like, okay, she's, that's better.
You didn't like the two-color look?
No,
I could care less that she's gone. She reminds me
a lot.
There
are many divas I would prefer to be gone before Caitlyn. Caitlyn's not the top of my list, but there's many that I would rather give the boot to before her.
She's a better worker than a lot of them, better worker than both the Bella twins.
You can look, but you can't touch. You can't get rid of the divas of the year.
No.
Back in my day, you could look
I would
and
hope
touch.
You could, but you can't, I guess. We got to go to break. 222-1280, Star Toys number. Give us a call if you have a question, comment, or you want to make us look like idiots and prove us wrong. 222-1280, Star Toys. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280.
You keep dreaming.
In 6 months, which, it may be AJ's last stop there. Danger Boy last week says, no, it's not. I'm not absolutely sure. He's doing Ring of Honor. You know something.
What?
You know something. I saw that smile on your face. You know something.
I know. Nobody knows for sure, but I'm not going to say that that's the last time you're ever going to see AJ Styles in the TNA ring. I don't know.
I hope not. I mean, where else? Because he's not going to WWE.
It sounded to me like originally this whole thing was a giant work. And now as time goes on, it's more of like a we'll see what happens is my understanding. But who knows?
right now, some news came out this week that TNA doesn't even have Universal Studios pinned down to do their TV taping. So they have a slew of them on
Is
the
Nick
road.
Is Nick Arcade coming back then?
Yeah, who knows? It might be the WWE Hall of Fame. They were talking about that at one time, but they're trying
no,
to
No, that's going
to
replace that NBA Hall of Fame
oh,
building.
That's what it was.
Thank
yeah.
God.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
Did I say that on the radio?
Yeah, well, something like that.
College
hey,
basketball is better.
Hey, well, yeah, something like that. Hey, we got to get out of here. Any news? Rob Van Dam's most likely coming back soon. Brock Lesnar still in negotiations with TNA or with UFC about possibly doing a fight, which he's allowed to. Congratulations to Matt Morgan and his wife. They had a baby this past week. Jackson Morgan. Pretty cool. Matt Morgan's out of wrestling now. He's got a real job. Sport, some sort of health industry, so that's pretty cool. Anything, Ultimate Warriors are definitely officially signed with WWE Russell, or WWE WrestleMania 30, probably the Hall of Fame. Nothing specific, but we got to get out of here. Thank you guys for coming. We'll see you tonight, Mick Foley, 7:30 and 10, the Webster Comedy Club. We'll be there at the 10 o'clock one. Come sit with us. We'll see you next week, folks.